Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some notable pool product failures over the years. And some of these are sad to see go. Others probably didn't have much of a chance to survive. So I'm going to go over some cautions if you're thinking about developing a pool product and what you probably should avoid doing and what you should do to be successful. Pool Service Pro. Open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. So there's been products that have come and gone and have just disappeared. Other products have been around for a while. And then for whatever reason, mismanagement, they failed. I mentioned on one of my podcasts about the Sun brand tablets. They were the yellow buckets with a red lid. One of the guys in my group sent me a picture of one of the Sun tablets. It's really cool that someone had it in their backyard still. I would say that tablet bucket is probably 20, maybe over 20, 25 years old. I don't know when Sun went out of business, but they were a pretty good brand of chemicals. They had that distinct yellow bucket with the red lid. And they made a good product. All their tablets had the word Sun on them, which was really nice that they actually printed that on their tablets. I don't think anyone goes to that trouble nowadays. So I think it was a great company, but it was mismanaged. And I heard different rumors of why it went out of business. But that one no longer exists. And it was a pretty big company, at least in Southern California. And just like someone bought the Bed Bath & Beyond name, wouldn't it be a bad idea to buy the Sun product name and use their yellow buckets with the red lids and can bring that back, but who knows, probably it's very complicated to do that. But here's one that's pretty notable, and I did a podcast on this one entirely, but I'll mention it again because I think it's something that probably should not have failed. Not exactly sure why they pulled the plug on it, and it was an abrupt ending to the product, and that was the Hayward Fin. This was a smart monitor that did the ORP / free chlorine. And they had a pH monitor also. Wasn't a bad product. I think the problem with the fin was the setup wasn't quite easy and simple. You'd have to really call tech support a lot. There was troubles getting it to sync with everything. The setup process wasn't great. It was also very limited in the readings that it could actually do. And, you know, there's newer, smarter monitors now that do more readings. But I think the fin could have survived if it was managed correctly. And then they had a yearly subscription fee, which was probably one of the downfalls of the device because it wasn't priced extremely high, I don't think, for what you get. But having an annual subscription fee was the problem. And a lot of people paid that, and when fin ended, they just lost their connection to the device, and it was just a big mess. I believe Hayward purchased fin. You can't quote me here. I'm trying to remember the exact number. I'm thinking 50 million or 25 million, somewhere in a really crazy high range. They bought this device from the company and they basically didn't manage it properly. One of the things that I think hurt them the most was when they marketed against pool pros saying that having this device will eliminate the need for pool service. And that's just not the case. It wasn't true. Just doing those two readings is not going to make your pool look great. You really do need someone to manage your pool and take care of it. If you're not going to do it yourself, you just can't drop the fin in there and then everything's going to be fine. I think also the problem was it just was emerging at the time when there were some other smart monitors competing against it. You had the Sutro and you had the Water Guru. And I believe the term smart monitor is trademarked by Water Guru. I could be wrong, but I heard that somewhere. And the Water Guru, I think, is a superior device to the fin, especially the Sense 2, which does more readings than the fin ever did. So if you're looking for a smart water monitor, the Sutro is still available. And the Water Guru 2 is still available. I think it's a pretty good smart monitor. I think the market is probably smaller than people think it is. People still like doing their tests with reagents, with test strips, or with a photometer. And the smart water monitor systems are good, but the market may be a little finite at this point for them because of the price of the unit, the price of the cartridges for the Water Guru, and the price of the Sutro subscription to get the reagents. It's probably outside the budget of most pool owners, and definitely the pool pros aren't going to be putting these in everywhere. We can barely sell the customer a new pump basket, skimmer basket, an O-ring, and to tell them that there's this device for $500 you can put in there, it'll monitor the water. Not really an easy sell. So maybe the market just isn't as big for these as people thought they were. And if you have a product with no market, you probably have a product that's not going to survive very long. And there's just less expensive testing methods out there. I mentioned test strips, reagent test kits, and they're just really simple to use. It's not like you can't figure out how to put a test strip in the pool and pull it out and get the reading. So until the price, I think, gets reasonable to where maybe it's the cost of a Taylor K2006 kit, maybe these won't take off because, again, the market's pretty finite. Another product that failed, and this one here, I'm really sad that it failed because I think if it stuck around and if it just maybe stayed in business for a year or two longer, it would have really caught on, and that was the Poolproof liquid borate. Now, they sold these at PoolCorp, had bought these, and they're on the shelf. One of the problems with putting them in the warehouse at SCP or Superior is that it's really hot inside those warehouses and really cold in the winter. And basically, the liquid form of borates would, I don't know if it was the heat or the cold, but whenever I would purchase it there and I would get a gallon of the Poolproof, it just was like all coagulated and it was hard to really pour it into the pool. Sometimes it was like a solid mass. So the liquid borates would just solidify. But it was an interesting product because it was a convenient way to add the borates to the pool. I mean, you just shake up the bottle. If you can shake it up, it wasn't a solid mass in there. And then you would just pour the borates into the pool. I believe it was a boric acid type formula. And you would just pour it directly in the pool. And it was a great idea. And I think if someone were to do a liquid borate now, it might take off. But I think the temperature control is the problem. If you have it in a distribution and they're sitting in a warehouse that gets really hot or really cold, I don't think that was made for it. And that was kind of a downfall of the product. Pool pros would buy it, and then you couldn't get the product out of the bottle. I had trouble myself, and I really liked the product. I think it was a great idea to have a liquid borate product. Maybe it just was expensive to manufacture the containers. It wasn't cheap either to buy the Poolproof. It was pretty expensive. And of course, boric acid powder is less expensive. So they're competing against another product in the field that's cheaper and just pretty easy to use also. I mean, it's not hard to add borates to the pool with boric acid powder. But the Poolproof was ahead of their time. It was a pretty good borate product. It was liquid. And I really liked the company. I liked the people that worked there. It's just they couldn't hold out long enough to catch on in a market where borates are becoming more popular, I think. Every year as we go into the next season, it's becoming more and more of a popular product. But back then when it came out, it wasn't a super popular product, I don't think, for the pool pro at least to use it in their service accounts. Another product that I really liked was the AquaCell DE by Emery that was in the pouches. Now this was a product that I think they were also ahead of their time and maybe didn't market it correctly, or the price point wasn't that great either. DE was fairly affordable back then. DE is more expensive now. Back when this came out, the AquaCell DE, and it came in a pouch that you would put the 1 pound pouch in the skimmer, and then the pouch would disintegrate. It was kind of like a soy kind of pouch, and I really liked it because, you know, I'm a big proponent that DE is not safe to breathe in. There's silicate in there, which is a carcinogen, and it's considered an industrial carcinogen, at least in some parts of the world. I believe in the US, it's still, the silicate is still classified as a carcinogen. Everything is a carcinogen basically in California, but this is actually a real one. So take my word for it. You don't want to breathe in a lot of diatomaceous earth. So I really liked the package. Now, of course, there's a Cellapearl low dust DE, which I really like as well. Probably convenient, more convenient to use that. because the DE has very low dust in it. And I think that came out somewhere around the same time as these pouches came out. And of course, one brand has a bigger parent company over the other. And I think that was one part of why it failed. The other part was that those pouches never caught on, and the price point, I guess they couldn't get into wide distribution. And the Cellapool low dust DE is by EP Minerals, which is a big producer of diatomaceous earth. And if you want a low dust DE, this one still exists. Again, that's the Cellapool low dust DE. And I really like it. I think it's a great product. It comes in a real bag, unlike the other diatomaceous earth bags where you like just touch it and you poke a hole in it with your hand. And those are really messy and crazy, and to close them up after using them, you know, you have to kind of time the use of that bag so that you're not driving on the freeway and it's getting all over the place when you just do a 36 square foot filter and open a 25 pound bag. But I think the low dust, of course, the low dust DE is much better. It's a little more expensive than a regular bag of DE, but these particular ones that were in the pouch were really handy. You know, if you were going to recharge a, you know, 48 square foot filter, you just drop 5 pouches in one at a time, and they would just dissolve in the skimmer. If you had a infinity edge pool and the builder didn't put a skimmer in there because they didn't want the skimmer to interfere with the natural look of the pool, which I really don't like when they put an infinity edge pool in there without a skimmer. I like skimmers. Skimmers are important, but a lot of them do that in California. And so they put a DE filter in, and you're like scratching your head as, how do I get the DE diatomaceous earth into this filter if there's no skimmer? And by the way, a pool guy trick, I'll give you this right now. Just take the lid off, clean the filter, before you put the lid on, just go ahead and put in as many scoops of DE as you need. You know, 5 pounds of DE, just scoop it in there, put the lid back on, turn on the filter, and it should coat the grids fine that way. That's how I do it with one of those pools with no skimmer. And these would be great. You would just put the bags in there and you can turn on the pool and it would just dissolve in there. But I guess it never caught on because people just want to buy their diatomaceous earth and get the lowest price possible. And safety probably wasn't at the top of their list when they're shopping for diatomaceous earth. And the low dust diatomaceous earth came out similarly at the same time, which I think was a really good product anyway. So you really can't compete against it. I don't think Emery was a big company here. They didn't have the muscle to compete. But it's a shame that these DE pouch bags disappeared off the market. I think they were a good product. I believe you could still get them in other countries, but not here in the US. So if you're looking for that particular product, I don't think it's any longer available in the United States. And then another notable failure of a small market product. And this is something that I think if you're going to design a product, you really want to do testing. You want to test it with pool pros and you want to do a lot of market testing. Whatever you're going to make out there, if you're going to make a product, you want to make sure that you can actually sell that product. I have a product myself. It's called the Hole-in-One Basket. It's a skimmer basket with a hole in the center. It sounds counterintuitive. You know, why would you make a skimmer basket with a hole in the center? But the Hole-in-One Basket is for an automatic suction side cleaner. It goes in the skimmer. If you're an old-time pool guy like me, you probably have cut skimmer baskets on the bottom with a razor blade and stuck the pool hose in there. Because as you know, once you put the automatic cleaner in the skimmer basket no longer fits in there. And if you wanted to capture debris and not let it get clogged, not get the skimmer adapter or the regulator valve clogged up with debris, you know, if you had a Hayward white skimmer adapter, regulator valve, I should say, with the blue knob, all the time it would be clogged up with leaf debris, and that cleaner would be going 100 miles an hour because there's no skimming suction because that's clogged up. So the Hole-in-One Basket was designed to capture the leaf debris, and you can still put the automatic cleaner hose in there. Now it works in like 90% of the skimmers or 95%. There's a few that may not fit in there too well, but it fits in most pools pretty well, and I designed it so that it would be as universal as it could be without making like 3 versions of the basket. That product is still available, and I consider that a really smart product that I designed and made and manufacture. So you can get that on Amazon, or you can buy it at clearpoolproducts.com, which is a distributor. Now, a product that I thought was kind of, you know, a good idea, but it kind of failed. This was back in 2014. It was called the Poolman Cart. You can look it up on Google. Just type in Poolman Cart, and you'll see maybe an article in a magazine on it. So this guy designed this cart but no hitch, because if you wanted a cart with a hitch, you'd have to get a T-Dual cart. By the way, T-Dual is still in business. He's just really busy with distribution. Or Advantage Manufacturing makes a really good cart that you can connect to your truck with a hitch. This cart here would just fit in the back of your truck. And the problem with the Poolman cart was that it was too wide to get through gates, at least in California. If you had the Poolman cart and tried to get into a backyard, the width of this cart was too big to get through the gate. And so you couldn't take it to the backyard with you. And it kind of defeats the purpose of a service cart if you can't get it to the backyard. I guess you can go through the customer's front door and through the living room with it. But it's something, and by the way, I've had to go through someone's house on occasion. There was a couple times this has happened to me where I get to a service account and I can't get back there for whatever reason. Someone leaves their car there. Maybe their son left their car there and it's parked right up to the gate. They're like, oh, just come through the living room. Come through the house. I've done that a couple times. It's really one of the nerve-wracking things, bringing your tote and your pole through someone's house. You don't knock over any kind of vase or lamps. But I've had to do that. But you want to make a product that you can actually get through the gate of the house. So that's something that I think he probably didn't think about, or maybe he didn't test it enough. But you could have made it a little narrower, and it might have been successful, because a lot of pool guys would like a more compact cart. Maybe they don't want to put it on the back of their truck. But if you're going to design one of these, you want to make sure it's going to fit in most yards. But if you do want a service cart, of course, again, T-Dual makes a great cart, and Advantage Manufacturing makes a great service cart. I highly recommend them, especially if you're going to bring a lot of stuff back to the backyard. It's always good to have a cart, and it saves you time and energy, and a service cart is always good. And if you decide to make your own service cart or design one to sell on the market, make sure it's thin enough to fit through gates, and especially areas where you have a brick wall, maybe the customer's trash cans on one side. So it's got to be, you know, as pretty much as thin as an Advantage service cart or a T-Dual cart. And I think they have the market for sure. And, you know, I wouldn't make a product either that someone already has a market share of, because breaking into that segment is difficult. And getting it into distribution is really difficult. No matter where you want to distribute it, Leslie's Pro, Heritage, Pool Corp, it's not easy to get a SKU number there, especially if they have, you know, 40,000 SKUs already. So just be aware that if you're going to make a product, you may be the distributor yourself, and you have to make a product that you can ship. There was a product that I filmed that was called Cover Critters. This lady made these really cute covers for the Hayward Navigator. I thought they were pretty smart. She made like an octopus and other ones, and you would just put it on top of the Navigator. And I guess because people didn't like the way the Navigator looks. But, you know, Hayward does have cute looking Navigators, by the way. They have like a penguin and a turtle already. But she made this product, and then she realized that she couldn't ship this product anywhere at a reasonable price because it was just too large to fit in the box, and UPS would charge a fortune. And so she actually went out of business because she couldn't ship the product. So one of those kind of ironic things where if you're making a product, maybe you want to look up some rates for UPS and USPS to see if you can actually even mail this product. So some things to think about, but if you are making a product, really do a lot of thinking and do your diligence and have that product tested and really make sure that it's going to be something that people really want and that you can actually distribute it and sell it in the area that you want to sell it in. If you're looking for other podcasts I've recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And if when you go there, click on the podcast icon, that'll take you to a drop-down menu of other podcasts I've recorded. And of course, you can listen to close to 1,400 podcasts right there. And if you're interested in the coaching program, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.